Zile came in from Kaladin's other side, and Kaladin barely turned in time. Swinging his blade, Zile deflected the strike with his arm, which he'd wrapped with cloth. In his other hand, he carried a long scarf that he whipped forward, catching Kaladin's offhand and wrapping it with shocking tightness, like a coiling whip. Zile pulled, yanking Kaladin off balance. Kaladin maintained his feet barely and lunged with a one-handed strike. Zile again deflected the strike with his cloth-wrapped arm. That sort of tactic would never have worked against a real Shardblade, but it could be surprisingly effective against ordinary swords. New recruits were often surprised at how well a nice thick cloth could stop a blade. Zile still had Kaladin's offhand wrapped in the scarf, which he heaved, spinning Kaladin around.
Damnation!
Kaladin managed to maneuver his blade and slice the cloth in half. Still becoming sharp for a moment, he leapt backward and tried to regain his footing. Zile strode calmly to the side, whipping his scarf once, then spinning it around like a mace. Kaladin didn't see any stormlight coming off the Ardent, and he had no reason to believe the man could surge bind, but the way the cloth had gripped Kaladin's arm had been uncanny. Zile stretched the scarf in his hands. It was longer than Kaladin had expected.
Do you believe in the Almighty, boy?
Why does that matter?
You ask why faith is relevant when you're considering joining the Ardents? To become a religious advisor?
I want to be a teacher of the sword and spear. What does that have to do with the Almighty?
All right, then. You ask why God is relevant when you're considering teaching men to kill?
Kaladin inched carefully forward, his blade held before him.
I don't know what I believe. Navani still follows the Almighty. She burns glyph wards every morning. Dalinar says that the Almighty is dead, but he also claims there's another true God somewhere in a place beyond Shadesmar. Yasna says that a being having vast powers doesn't make them God and concludes, from the way the world works, that an omnipotent, loving deity cannot exist.
I didn't ask what they believe. I asked what you believe.
I'm not confident anyone knows the answers. I figured I'll let the people who care argue about it, and I'll keep my head down and focus on my life for right now.
Zile nodded and waved Kaladin forward. Trying to keep his sword form in mind, he trained mostly on smoke stance, Kaladin tested forward. He feinted twice, then lunged. Zile's hands became a blur as he pushed the sword to the side with his stretched-out scarf, then twisted his hands around, neatly wrapping the scarf around the sword. That gave him leverage to push the sword farther away as he stepped into Kaladin's lunge and slid his makeshift wrapping along the length of the blade, coming in close. Here, he somehow twisted his cloth around to wrap Kaladin's wrists as well. Kaladin tried a headbutt, but Zile stepped into the move and raised one side of the scarf, letting Kaladin's head go underneath it. With a twirl and a twist, Zile completely tied Kaladin in the scarf.